They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Ann Snyder, MaryAnnSnyder. Date of birth 12/2/1956. Date of appointment April 15, 2025. Requesting physician Jennifer Melling, JennifermellingNP. Dear Jennifer Melling, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Ann Snyder today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 68-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who is having vertigo for the last 1 month. One day she was passing through the drive-thru and feels like she have to remove the headband. Like she was feeling she is on a seesaw. She went to the Nathan Latour Hospital emergency room where workup was negative. She fell down in October and hit head on the wall. She feels like she is in a board. After vertigo, she feels nausea and vomiting. And then sometimes she feels headache. When she leans, she feel headache. No photophobia, no phonophobia. Meclizine help, but it put her on sleep. No vertigo during movements of the head. She cannot drive due to fear of vertigo. She was seen by ENT, who diagnosed with vertigo. Past medical history, hammer toes of the both feet, pressure ulcers of the right foot, neuropathy, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, past surgical history, hystectomy, oophorectomy, tonsillectomy, allergy to latex. Her medications are Bisperon, Furosemide, Bisaglar, Novolog, Monjaro, Meclizine, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is married, live with the husband, have two children, family history, mother deceased. Angina, hypertension, father deceased, COPD. Cancer of the lung, one sister with a stroke and diabetes, one brother healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, depression, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan: 68-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, labyrinthine migraine. Number 2, vertigo. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week and then 1 PO 2 time daily continue. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.